Oh, yeah, the camera's right there. Hello, podcast.
So,
Dylan, Gunning Buffoons.
you don't know where the bright ring.
No, I was gonna look right there, but the camera's not there.
What? Oh yeah, it did used to be there, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I guess it. I'm gonna
The
look at
one
the
that I
camera that's
usually
not
look.
on.
Yeah, we can do that.
Crap, what do I do? Oh yeah, my name's Andrew.
I'm Gilgamesh.
I would have laughed if you said a different name.
Would have laughed if he would have just passed out.
That would be funny.
The camera is on, by the way.
I'm trying to get all this
It
grease
is?
Yeah,
Out
but
of
it's
my
not
nose.
on me.
It is now.
Why is it on me now?
I
See my
can,
dinosaur?
because I have the power. That's my dinosaur, thank you. And somebody put a hoodie on it.
Malachi.
I put a hoodie on it because
Yeah,
now I got to put the hoodie in my chair.
Can't even
Where's
see
my
my
hoodie?
dinosaur.
On the dinosaur.
I'm T-Rex.
You ever had that dinosaur? So,
You ever had that dinosaur, these nuts in your mouth?
I'm not that flexible. I can't fit my nuts in my mouth.
Please stop.
What are you doing with Leroy?
Spinning him around. Spin me right around, baby, right around.
Shut up.
Sorry.
Wow, y'all got like retarded this week. You miss one week and you forget how to podcast. You just talk about like interesting things.
Dylan's never been good at that. He's over here.
Yeah.
So he sounds like an old diesel trying to start. Oh,
Yeah. Should have heard me when we were about to leave for
your mom's house.
We're about to leave for North Carolina. I was like, I gave up, whatever.
North Carolina. So what'd you do in North Carolina?
Nothing.
Your mom. Dylan, come on. The
Dude, would you
setup.
quit digging her up?
The setup.
What do
It's
you
all there. The setup is all there. You have to be a little more creative.
Sorry. Now we're supposed to go to a motorcycle mu museum.
A milking motorcycle museum. That is exactly what I heard, and I don't know why.
What?
I heard milk motorcycle museum. What is a milk motorcycle?
Don't know. I just said motorcycle museum. But they're closed
They're
until April. They're
closed.
closed until April.
Malachi.
Yeah. Apparently, I did not say it on their website. I didn't look. My mom did, so I probably should
Oh.
have looked.
So, like, you went and got majorly disappointed.
Oh, highly.
It's like big family trip. You all show up at Disneyland, and they're like, oh, your tickets are
Disneyland.
fake.
Pandemic.
Fake.
Sorry.
Pandemic. Someone throw a dead man on ride.
Stop.
They do it. They frequently have to shut down and clean the place because
I
some jackass
understand.
like, everybody wants to taste
Please
grandpa.
stop.
I've never understood that. Like, spreading the ashes in places, like when they go on cruise ships and they throw them, like the one clip of that family where they throw the ashes, and as soon as they throw them, the wind turns around and just hoses them all in the face, and they're on the side of the cruise ship. Just,
Why?
Heck yeah.
oh.
Heck for
You okay over there?
He
This
is not.
dude
Who
shot
is
me
it?
in the eye with tire snot today.
Ew.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I was so done. You see, like on the rim, I put those all on. You're proud, right?
Yeah, good job.
But
Suck.
no, yesterday I was cutting and I don't know what flew back, but I have like the best reflexes of anyone in the world, obviously. So I was cutting and then this metal shard like flew at my eye and now my eye hurts.
Okay, so that was not the story I was expecting. I was expecting the story that why.
Oh no, he's a wimp.
Okay.
You know what a cheater tank is?
Sure.
The one that they put on the tire and they go, and it blows air and blows it up on the rim.
Yeah.
Okay, he's changing the tires. He's got them all tires knotted up. He puts that cheater tank on there and he slaps it. I'm 15 foot away.
Yeah,
A
exactly.
big wad of tire snot flies directly like this and just shoves right in my eye. And that crap burns. I don't know what it's made of, but that crap burns.
That's kind of fun doing tires, not gonna lie. You're just like, and you just sit there and spin it pretty much.
Okay.
And if you don't put the
It's
like
like being a
seal,
DJ, but less glamorous.
Less glamorous.
What
Where'd y'all
is
do
that
it at?
glamour?
Adams.
Adams.
Oh, Adams got on.
Yeah. And that's where the tires come from, too. The tires, those tires will go back to him when I'm done doing my mock-up and I get my actual tires. The only problem is the tires cost about four times what I paid for the car.
Okay.
Nothing times four is still nothing.
500. That's what I paid for that one.
Oh.
Yeah. I know that nothing times anything is nothing.
I thought you got it for free.
As far as like all the math people in the family, yeah, I know.
Okay, sure you do.
What's 2 plus 2?
21.
Well, that's how old you got to be to get in the club where 2 plus 2 get to get together, and then they become 4. Yeah.
Huh?
And then 6 or 7, depending on how fertile everybody is.
No.
Malachi done shut down mentally.
Y'all are talking about boring stuff.
I wasn't ready, to be honest.
Talk about something interesting, Malachi.
Malachi was like, we're playing last night. He goes, oh, yeah, you're coming to the podcast tomorrow. I was like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. I was going to play video games all day.
You get a week off, and all of a sudden you just forget about everything. I see how it is. There's going to be somebody.
I'm thinking about how I might take that bike for a ride now that my knee is better.
Do it. I wasn't going to stop you.
That's all you can think about.
And how stupid that car looks.
Why does it look stupid?
It looks so stupid. Mom, look at that and tell me it don't look a little stupid.
I prefer it with the taller wheels. I like it better.
No, it looks like one of those stupid long-neck dinosaurs.
We should add a gunner mount on top.
What do you mean long? I love long-neck dinosaurs. What are you talking about?
What in the world?
Where did you get a long-neck dinosaur
look like
out
a dinosaur.
Of that?
But if it did, that would be epically amazing.
I could understand a Triceratops.
My favorite dinosaur.
It's got these big tires. Then it's wide in the middle. Then it's just like a nub on the front. Like, what is happening?
Still, a long neck dinosaur. A Brachiosaurus? Pretty sure that's what they're called.
Yeah, sure.
I can't remember. I think there's actually a couple of them. Bronto.
A Bronto? What the hell's a Bronto?
Brontosaurus.
Bronchiosaurus. Nuts in your mouth.
No, they're called Brontos in Arc.
Stop.
They're called Brontos at the Arc.
In Arc. It's a game.
In Arc.
Yeah.
So that you're naming fictional video game characters.
There's a Velociraptor, a T-Rex.
And you're also naming fictional animals, because dinosaurs aren't real. Dragons are, but dinosaurs are fake.
Some dinosaurs.
Why is that daggum cat in here?
Because
open. That reminds me.
Come here, douche.
So we were supposed to get a cat. After our
there's one right there. No.
Take it.
We'll see. I'll ask my mom.
That one's got a ghost eye though, so be wary.
Actually,
of it.
No, that one's my neighbor's technically. But if it disappears, I didn't see anything.
No, so we're supposed to get a cat.
Oh, there's a really beefy, like orange cat that walks around. Like he looks like he could like beat you in a fight. Like
yeah, he's like the king of cats.
He just, like walks around like this. Like dude's got like.
He's the product of, like, you know, mountain lion and normal cat.
Thank you.
Interspecies relationships.
Maybe not.
Kick that cat out. Kick that cat out.
Nobody's kicking a cat.
I'll throw a hammer at it.
Don't throw a hammer at the cat. That's not cool.
So we're supposed to get a cat, but they stop. Where they stop at?
Pizza Hut. That's what your mom said.
Oh, Pizza Hut. Oh, you already heard this one?
So you stopped at
Pizza
Hut.
She came in and told me when you were...
Supposed to get a cat. You stopped and you ate, and you no longer needed a cat because you were full.
They stopped at Pizza Hut for some stupid reason. I don't know.
I didn't even get pizza.
Aaron opened the door, and the cat ran out of the car, and we have no idea where it is.
That's because cats are evil. Look at that cat. Let that cat look at you.
I don't like cats.
It's got the ghost eye going on. It looks at you out of your left eye all the time. It's never looked at me with its good eye.
It's... What's that stuff called? Mucus? What is... No.
It wants to be down. Let it down.
That cat ain't never been picked up in its life. You just stole its soul. You know, like the you know, some of the indigenous tribes and stuff, they're like, don't take my picture. You'll steal my soul. You just stole that cat's soul. Can't pick a cat up.
Not picking up cats work.
Come here, kitty kid. Come here.
Please stop.
That's not how you call a cat. I fed it some ham the other day.
Well, that's part stain.
Yes, that is.
His name is
when
Mittens.
You feed them, they
it's been
stay.
Here for 8 months.
Fair
I
enough.
Fed it ham this week.
Okay.
For the first time, I fed that stupid cat something because it obviously ain't going nowhere.
It's obviously a chunk too.
Why? Not, the trash can is right food. There.
It's pretty close this time. We should put it further where it usually is.
That's what it. Everybody's off today.
And he sucks.
I think it's got a force field around it. You should pick that trash can up. It's got about 50 pounds of glass in it.
Yeah, somebody broke that glass.
Oh, 1 out of 9. 1 out of 9.
Yeah, there's none of these that show the trash can. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I wasn't worried about it. because I made them all.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah. Nobody's yeah. was worried.
You about made me. Them all. Yeah. You made every shot.
Yeah,
I think everyone here can attest.
You were you aiming at the floor?
I was aiming at your mom.
That's crazy.
Yeah, then you were aiming at the underworld. Yep. And Sheol. The depths. Hades. The afterlife. Purgatory.
Hmm? I don't know how to feel, to be honest.
It looks kind of goofy, don't it? Like a guy with a really long nose?
Hang on.
Points at the car.
I have to turn it back for that one. Hang on.
Oh, man.
All right. It's kind of on it.
It's on the car.
I mean, there's like other stuff in the way, but yeah.
Okay. Flip to the car. Here. You got 45 okay. seconds. Roast my car.
I'm telling you, it looks like a maybe a giraffe a little bit.
A giraffe? You are crazy.
But no, a guy with a really long nose, right, Dylan?
I could get from, if this is the head, then yeah, I could get that.
I don't understand.
I can't see the back of it.
It looks like
all.
A giraffe head.
It's just the front with
the. I mean, until.
Okay,
I
see what he's talking about now.
Until I get the roll head. Bars.
You know what I'm saying?
See, I was thinking about the whole giraffe, but
no,
just the
Yeah.
The okay. whole giraffe.
Yeah, I was so confused the entire time. I was like, it does not look like a giraffe to me, bro, at all.
I will say this. Right now, it kind of looks like I was trying to recreate the Jeep truck. So we got to get the roll bars and stuff on it soon because nobody wants a juke. Nobody wants a juke.
Somebody does. See them on the road all the time.
That's like El Caminos.
And it's not like they're cheap, so it's not like...
El Caminos, there's a certain group of people out there that still love El Caminos, and I just never... Just get a truck.
It's
if you
like
need
the,
a car,
like
get a car.
Ford Maverick.
I just like them because they make me think of the song Lowrider, which is
Mom, look up a picture awesome. Of a Ford Maverick.
The original Maverick or the new Maverick?
A new Ford Maverick truck.
What, a truck? They named the truck the Maverick? The Maverick's a car. Dude. This is my fire stick.
It just looks like a truck to me. I don't know what Malachi's
yeah, that's just a truck.
With this
it's
truck.
It's an ugly freaking box truck.
So, yeah, it's an ugly truck.
You're an ugly box truck.
I mean,
no,
it's
I'm not.
A little low.
No, it's not that it's low.
It's
it
not even a truck.
It doesn't flow. It's not a hard body, but it's not like a newer truck.
It's
it
got
just,
a nice soft body on
it. It looks like it needs to be drove off a cliff.
I mean, it is kind of curvaceous.
No, but it's not.
She's thick.
It's. Yeah. It looks like an.
Got
they,
them a donkadonk
it's like a truck. On. It looks like they cut an
that thing
explorer and they. Cut
it looks
an explorer
like they took.
Half,
no,
the,
it looks expedition. Like they took a flex. Looks like they took the front end off a flex.
Yeah.
And that one.
It looks stupid.
You know what? Who cares? Do you own one? Did you pay the money for one?
No, because it's probably it looks stupid. It probably drives
what's
stupid.
What's the base price on one?
And
right
it's probably
now?
Worth freaking $40,000.
No.
65. I'm gonna say 65.
I'm gonna say base price of $39.99.
2026 is $32,280.
That's with no that's no bells and whistles, right?
I guess it's an XLT. I don't know what that means.
XLT. That's an extra large truck.
I want a Ford F-150.
There's a 2025.
You got a 350
for
right
25 340.
A Ford going towards my house.
Ford F-150. I want the newer one that's like the same Sandusky's, and Buddy's are the same exact interior as that Ford Flex. Same dash, same everything.
I don't know why they quit making the Flexes.
I don't really like. I didn't never drive it, so I don't know. I don't
that thing was a beast.
You never drove it?
No. I had my permit when we had the Grand Marquis. Yeah.
We were
that was
like,
a rough year.
Remember how we were talking about how we like to blow vehicles up?
No, we do not like it. Murphy likes you.
I mean, we obviously like doing something to them. We'll have like six or seven running vehicles, and then like within a week, we'll have one that halfway runs. And it's like, what the heck happened? Are you 6'7" over there? Don't be doing that crap. It looks like you're juggling balls.
You would know.
Trying to test the udders.
You would know.
Apparently, you would too.
No, I'm just doing the 6 or 7 meme. Dad's trying to touch balls. I was talking to my physical therapist, and I was like, you watch sports. And he's like, do you he was trying to like ask me what sports, and I'm like, I don't watch sports. He's like, because he knows I do jiu-jitsu. He was like, oh, do you watch? You watch grown men roll around on the ground together? I was like, you watch dudes run around with balls. I was like, at least mine are committing.
Yeah. Mine are all chasing the same ball.
Mine are all in. We're gonna start cuddling. We are.
Good yeah. trouble snuggle. Makes you feel better.
Jiu-jitsu is like, because, like, your girlfriend's not there, you get your nightly cuddle time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting choked is jiu-jitsu, beneficial.
Because your girlfriend lives 2 hours away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you're too nervous to tell her you like getting choked yet. Nobody kink shames in jiu-jitsu. They're like, yeah, mount me.
Stop.
Dude, you can tap out anyone, you make it gay enough.
Telling you, you stick your tongue in their ear, they'll let go.
Coach always says, just make sure you don't look them in the eyes, because that's weird. You just got to.
If you start giggling and tickling them, don't they get all nervous?
Bro, you're all weird. I wouldn't tap out, though.
Well, that is the issue. If you stick your tongue in their ear and they don't let go,
run.
It's hold on for dear life. This is going to be a fun roll. It's like when the naked person hits the field, the guy's streaking across the sports field, and all the guys are like, well, I'm not chasing him. And you got the one with the big grin chasing him. Wary. They always hire one big fast gay dude to chase down the guys that are naked. If you get him, he's yours for the night.
Please.
Pause.
No.
That's your pay.
That's your pay. He's crazy.
Have you ever seen the one where they hit the guy with the golf cart? Mm-mm. Yeah, he's streaking, and they're running with a golf cart instead of running after him, and he turns directions too quick right as they go to turn around, and they just can mow him down. And then they bring out the ambulance cart to, you know, pick him up because they hurt him. But, like, still, don't streak naked across the field. Nobody wants to see that. And if they do, start an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I tried to start one, but apparently I'm ugly.
Apparently.
Yeah. People keep comparing to me to all types of good-looking people. I think they're just being nice.
I tried to run over Jesse the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't let me.
He moved out the way because apparently getting run over hurts.
Yeah, they looked like there was better. They didn't know it was my truck. They looked like they was ready to roll us in the parking lot. Like, they were ready. I don't even know who. Can't even remember who he was talking to.
Ian.
Yeah, they were both talking, and I just was pulling into the parking spot. They were standing in the middle. I just didn't stop. They both moved. They looked like they was about to roll us. Like,
maybe I wouldn't mind. I'm gonna see if a few guys from the gym will come do some guest episodes sometime.
Pretty cool.
Dylan needs to get back on the mats.
Yeah,
I could whip you.
Could have whipped me.
Well, that's just because he likes spankings.
I mean,
no.
I can't say
Dylan,
no.
Dylan.
There's a reason I was a bad kid. I was like, yeah,
millionaire goth mommy, but you have to get pegged. What are you doing? It.
That's not a goth mommy.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
That's a dominant mommy.
No, I wouldn't.
So, Dylan, what's
Why
your
Why would you?
All right, Dylan, you never use AI again. Okay.
Okay.
That's
that,
the end.
Was that it? I mean, I could do that.
There's one condition for your employment. You got to show up to work. You know what? If I ever do win the lottery,
if this video gets a billion likes, I'll quit my job.
Bro, if it gets a billion likes, I'll quit my job.
This video gets a billion likes, I will watch you two quit your job.
We got to be more realistic, like really? Maybe like 2 likes yeah. or something.
You know what?
100 likes.
I was going to do
100. You got to make it difficult. 20 likes. If one person likes this video, I'll eat this glass bottle, he says.
Nobody said that.
Hey, for $20, I'll record me jumping in a pool again doing a flip.
So I think you need to take Lucy with you this week.
Why?
And you need to take pictures everywhere you go with her. Take her to a restaurant, sit her across from you, you're gonna deal with her.
Yeah, you look really schizophrenic.
I will.
Hang her on your rearview mirror where she's swinging and you're talking to her, you know.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal to have her on your rearview.
Draw her a nice bath, threw some candles for her, you know, letting my babe relax.
If you throw her in the water?
Yeah. Don't do holy water, though. She might get upset.
Hmm.
I only think
what makes a what makes water holy? Like, do you stab it?
It's the same as, like, the Catholic priests believe that they can just, like,
they say, stab the water.
Well, they can say some magic words, and all of a sudden this cracker becomes Jesus.
Do they, like, shoot the...
H-O-L-Y, son.
Do they, say, do they shoot it? Do they shoot the water?
Mm-hmm. With magic Jesus bullets.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they have powers. They, how got,
do you,
they got, like...
How do you give bullets magic Jesus?
You gotta say the incantations. It's witchcraft. You know that. Most of Catholicism, you know, Catholicism rituals is basically witchcraft.
Imagine there's... it's the 1800s, okay? And are you going to be pagan or Catholic?
Or Protestant?
Nope, either or. Pagan or Catholic. Because,
well, I mean, I guess according to the Catholics, if you're not Catholic, you're pagan.
Both of them...
It depends on what type of pagan.
I'm talking like the rough stuff pagan and the Hitler rough option. Stuff.
Like cutting the heart out and eating it.
Yeah.
Throwing 40,000 heads down the big steps.
Yeah,
to
you gotta pick one.
Celebrate the snake.
The moral of
but then you get like story but you get like
is he needs more history.
1800
lessons.
Like Catholic priest.
Well, I mean, he's technically right, because if you're a Catholic believer and you're not a Catholic, you're a pagan. Same with Muslims. If you're not a Muslim, you're an infidel.
Okay.
I'm very confused now. We started talking too much.
I'm just trying to think which massacre was at that time, just so I can choose the massacre part.
1800s? 1800s massacres.
Like
look it up.
Genghis Khan, or was he before that?
Genghis was way before the 1800s.
I can't remember, because I don't know history that well.
That was one absolute nuts dude.
Awesome guy. He killed half the world.
Yeah, he also bred into like a third of the population. He killed half the world and bred the other half.
We
like,
still don't know where his grave is, which I find
that's
because
cool. He's smart.
He's still alive.
Probably is. He's probably Nephilim.
What? You never thought about that, did you?
I did it, actually.
Elvis is still alive.
Hitler, sitting in a cave. I don't think Hitler shot himself.
The 1800s were marked by numerous massacres globally, driven by a range of factors, including racial tension, war, labor disputes, and political conflicts. No single event is known solely as the 1800 massacre.
Mm.
Massacres of indigenous people, Sand Creek Massacre, Wounded Knee Massacre.
How okay, Indians.
Can I just be a cowboy?
Boring. Hitler never cowboy. Died. Hitler never died.
Just be a cowboy.
Hitler was not in the 1800s.
No, but this is just Dylan brought up Hitler. I don't think Hitler died.
He said, would you rather be Catholic or whatever the other word was? Al said, is Hitler an option?
No.
Dang. All right.
No. I've got a reel to show you later.
Do you think Hitler
I'll
died?
I'll tell you about it, but like you could watch it. It's pretty funny. Like Hitler was on speed. Actually, he was on Adderall. Doctor prescribed him Adderall every day. And the comedian is like, you know, maybe some people don't need focus. Maybe we should check their to-do list first. Like, oh, you got ADHD? You want Adderall? Can I see your what you want done list? And it's like, it makes perfect sense, because if the doctor would have been like, yeah, your focus does not need to kill all the Jews, not necessarily good. Let's keep you scatterbrained. Or they could have just said his mama or somebody could have praised his artwork. They could have said, oh, it's not too bad.
Could be like, oh wow, that horse, it's a dog. Oh well.
Oh, he was drawing horses like the medieval horse artist. It's like, I want you to draw me a horse with a knight on it. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, you've seen a horse, right? Sure, I've seen a horse. If you pull up one of them images. What is that?
That's some of his art. He was not that bad.
He actually wasn't. Holy crap.
Okay,
maybe his art teacher was just a
dick. He didn't
get
into art school.
Yeah,
that's why.
I mean, that could have got him into art school. That's pretty damn good.
Well, he probably brought up the fact he wanted to kill all the Jews.
Yeah.
They were like, no.
They're like,
get out of my school.
What's this a drawing of? He's like, this is my Jew-killing factory. Isn't it nice? And they're like, no.
He drew the gas chamber, and he's like.
They're like, what's this one for? It's for the gypsies.
I get that. Like, sorry, sir.
Is that a hospital? No, that's where you go, and if you're injured, they kill you.
This is where they prescribe all my soldiers drugs.
And this is where they make the Fanta.
The Fanta? What?
Yeah, they stopped getting Coke, so that's where I think it was Fanta. I can't remember. They made Fanta.
You can speak. We don't mind. You got to talk loud enough for the microphone to pick up, though, because we got to help. Come on over. Everybody, introducing Addison.
Talk about your life story. Go.
That's going to be a sad story. Wow. Not like.
My brother is like, dealing.
Not like crying sad. Yeah. Like
when I was born into this world, I realized he hated everything and everybody.
So we already know our dad left. So
wow.
What else do we want to know?
He's next.
That's crazy.
You're leaving too?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's actually a family tradition.
So what's about this Fanta stuff?
Well, apparently he really liked Coke because it had cocaine and stuff in it.
You have to talk into the mic. You sit here and go.
I don't want to talk in the mic.
Well, cocaine got I think they stopped giving it to Germany.
Well, if I'm correct, it was actually made for soldiers, and then he liked it, and they then made it into made Fanta and stuff.
So Fanta's a Nazi drink.
Well, I think they
stopped. That's why it sucks.
I think they stopped making putting cocaine in Coke, and then he was like, "Well, you know what? I'll make my own thing."
He didn't make Fanta.
He made Fanta
with cocaine and hookers.
But Coca-Cola and Fanta were made by the same people, so.
Mm-hmm. Mom, so the company was like, "We're going to look good by not selling Coke to the Nazis, we'll give them all the Fanta they want."
What's Google say?
Yeah, so Fanta was created by the head of Coca-Cola subsidiary in Germany during World War II, Max Keith, in order to keep the company's operations running when trade embargoes made it impossible to import Coca-Cola syrup from the United States.
He couldn't have come up with anything better?
It's
like you work at Coke. You have the Coke formula. You could just change it just a little bit, not be like, that's kind of ridiculous. That'd be like, oh, no, they're not going to sell us steaks anymore. Here, have tofu. Not the same.
Give me
I just think we're going to make something. Let's name it tofu.
What even is tofu?
It's toes.
It's food from the toes.
For the record.
That's gross.
Max Keith was a corporate man whose primary loyalty was to Coca-Cola, not Nazi ideology.
So he made
was
a
not a member
drink.
Of the Nazi party.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So that's why he made such a crappy drink. He's like, I'm going to piss these Nazis off. So, I'll give him a piss poor drink.
So who thinks Hitler didn't die?
Oh, never mind.
I don't think he did.
There was no cocaine in Coca-Cola during World War II.
Yeah, they took it out before, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because they're jerks.
Well, because they say he killed himself, right?
Yeah.
His bunker?
Uh-huh.
Nah. Bull crap. That guy had too much
pride.
There's
a whole bunch of them that went down to Argentina.
I think he had too much pride to shoot himself.
There's a whole bunch of them that went down. A lot of the Nazi elite went to Argentina.
I feel like he would have got caught before he shot himself. There was a lot of... I just don't see him shooting
himself.
9
milligrams.
He was kind of crazy, though.
I think he escaped.
I mean, you do meth every day.
I know. I think he's...
It's not good for you.
Because, you know the Nazi party isn't a thing anymore, but...
There's still a thing.
Decoconized.
It's like Hydra, bro. It's
the same thing. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Most of them are cultists. And you also have to wonder why is one of the last actions they did send a mass amount of Navy and submarines down to the Arctic. Why did they all go down there? Why were they trying to establish a base?
They're trying to find Captain America?
No, it's not Captain America. It's the underworld. That's the entrance to Jules Verne underworld.
Well, why don't you go prove it?
Because they're all all the countries in the world we're going to get together, we're going to make an agreement that nobody can go here. Can't satellite photo it, can't fly over it.
Jules Verne.
You're not familiar with Hollow Earth theory?
Oh, I didn't know its name was Jules Verne.
Jules Verne is the guy who wrote a lot of the books, Journey to the Center of the Earth, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he also wrote quite a bit of writings on Hollow Earth and the theory of Hollow Earth. And there's a lot of people that think that he necessarily wasn't writing fiction. And so, a lot of Vernians believe that there's a hollow earth. Well, I think there's a hollow earth.
It's like they say that we didn't discover Antarctica until so-and-so. But
yeah, but yet it's on maps.
It's on maps from back then.
And it had civilization on it and cities and ports and stuff. It's like...
What do you think happened?
I think a pole shift happened. I think the poles flipped their polarity, and it caused the weather to change and shift. And
killed them all?
Killed them all, I think, except for the ones that went underground. I think there's still a massive civilization down there. Like,
that'd be pretty tough.
Until you got down there and realized, like, oh, crap, there's still a bunch of Nephilim living down there.
Okay, let's go explore in Antarctica.
Can I get a Master Chief suit first?
Sure.
Or, like, the Doom suit?
You get finished building my giraffe car, and I'll build you a...
You know, Master I'll Chief let suit. You be the Demon King.
Demon King?
I'm fine with that.
Is that what they call him? What do they call him? King of Hell?
I think it's King of Hell.
Crowley?
No, Doom.
Mr. Crowley.
But I guess I can be the savior of humanity, Master Chief, bro.
I'll be the guy who just goes into freaking hell just because, the cat? I forgot. What.
Dante?
No.
We're talking about Doom.
Is he in the fire?
The video game.
Yeah, the Doom video
I'm
game.
Just saying.
But you know
shit.
But you know what the game is.
Yeah, I do. And that game's from my era, originally.
That's why when you're saying random stuff, like, you didn't know what we were talking about.
And there were people that absolutely, that was worse than the, like, Satanic Panic D&D craze. Like, some of the Doom games. Now, granted, there's some of them that do have a lot of symbolism and incantations that probably shouldn't be in a game spoken out loud. But other than that, like...
Y'all know, did you know he's canonically married to somebody?
What the heck does canonically mean?
Like, it's actually canon? It's
part of the lore.
Yeah.
Well, who?
Hang on, I'm going to show you.
The king of hell or
Doom?
Doom? What happened to Duke Nukem? Yeah.
Is married to
someone. Yeah. The guy is.
It's the most stupid. You would not, for some reason, it's true. That's who he's married to.
What?
Yeah.
Why the hell is he married to a dog?
I don't know.
No wonder he's in hell. He's been banging animals. Bible says you can't do that.
I don't know. People were like, oh, yeah, they're married. And then the creators both were like, sure, yeah.
Planet Fitness really wants me.
Planet Fitness wants you?
Yeah, they always be sending me stuff.
Holy crap.
Planet Fitness is like, you're fat. Tracy, you're a bad mom. Tracy, you're fat. You need to get skinny. Tracy, you suck at life.
If your name is Tracy, we apologize. He does not mean it.
I feel sorry for Tracy because she was not a good person.
Hey, don't read that, Noah.
There's two?
Stop passing notes in class.
Dylan put those under there.
I didn't put that one under there.
So
yeah, you did. What's it say?
Dylan.
This one's mine.
Yeah.
This one's yours.
I did not put that.
So we got to get serious for a second. Malachi? Dylan? I heard through the grapevine, Dylan, that you got a girl you want to ask out.
No.
You don't? Why not?
Who's the grapevine?
Who's the grapevine?
What's her name, Dylan?
Who's the grapevine?
Don't name drop.
Oh, don't say her name.
You ready?
Who's the grapevine?
What's she look like?
Tell him to give.
Female.
Ask him who the grapevine is.
He's trying to think of what a woman. Name a woman, Dylan. Name a woman now.
Who's the grapevine?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Who the grapevine is?
Yeah, because it wasn't me. I've been gone for a week.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, but see, you're talking and you're acting like, oh no, someone spilled my secrets.
Wasn't me, was it?
So does she have a beard?
Yes.
Like a nice soft one, or is it that darn like just shaved?
Yeah, just shaved, scratchy. Mm,
yeah. Well, you probably should ask her out before you make out with her. You shouldn't know if her beard's scratchy without kissing her.
So who's the grapevine?
Does it matter?
Get over the grapevine.
It does.
Maybe the grapevine's his own mind.
That's stupid. All right, who's the grapevine?
You can't read mine?
Malachi just wants to know who's the grapevine.
I'm just saying, Dylan. It's not. There's nothing shameful about it.
No,
I'm married. He's got a girlfriend.
Loser.
Start worrying about the grapevine, all right?
I'm still worried about that. Who is that?
Sometimes you got to keep your sources secret.
No, you don't.
You really don't. Because now even I'm like wondering.
Maybe I know the girl and she knows you. And no, she was like, when's he going to pull the trigger and ask me
that's
out?
Bullcrap.
That's BS.
She's 72.
Dang it.
She's got about $40 million in the bank.
All right, this story's fake. All right, Dad.
You sure?
See, he has no grapevine.
He has no grapevine. He just took a wild.
Who's the grapevine?
Dylan won't just say.
But hey, yes, I can tell on your line. Who's the great boy?
But hang on. How is she going to know?
You look at her face.
Yeah.
She makes that weird, like, I'm so innocent.
So
when she tries to lie.
So you know who the grapevine is.
Maybe.
See, yeah. She makes that weird, I'm so innocent face.
Okay,
she's trying to lie.
Hang on, hang on. You tell the truth and tell us where you met her and what you like about her, and we'll tell you who the grapevine
Why
is.
Why on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that.
Well, after the podcast.
We'll,
deal?
We'll see.
Come on,
we'll
Dylan. See. There might be a Meat Lover's Pizza in it for you. Well,
no, Lexi said lunch is on her, so it doesn't even matter.
Lunch is on Lexi?
She texted me and said lunch is on me.
It's 3. That's dinner.
Well, no. Dinner because Dylan can't put his pants on in less than 45 minutes.
have trouble making things fit?
Don't look at me. That's her problem right there. She's the reason we're late.
Yeah, because
we left before you.
We left for town this morning, right? And Malachi was like, Dylan said he's on his way over. As we were leaving for town, this is 10:30.
I did not say.
Well, no, I said he said he's going to put his pants on and head.
You're going to put your pants on and head our way at 10:30.
Well, then
we get back at 1:40, and you've been here for 10 minutes. Did you know where your pants were? Like, there was a time.
No, look.
Did she take your pants?
Look,
you ain't even asked her out yet. She done stole your pants.
Look.
You went to the piss porch and fell off, didn't you?
No, I texted him that. I was still in my bed. All right? That's the 100% truth. And then I was like, I got
to
get up. And
I said, crap, do we need to be fast? Malachi was like, no, we got plenty of time.
I did say that. I was like, "Well." And then Lexi starts texting me, is the podcast at 1 p.m. or 12 p.m.? That's how I picture you because you sound so stupid. Because when you text, it's like texting a toddler. Because me and Dylan have both already communicated.
I talk to you like I talk to all the toddlers out there. Cause
okay,
sometimes
okay,
you
look.
Yeah,
me
exactly.
And Dylan, me and Dylan have already communicated everything that's going to happen.
I know,
text messages.
I know, he goes, me and Dylan
three text
things,
messages.
And I was like, okay,
Lexi
you guys
sends
have a relationship,
paragraph.
Okay. It's no, me. I talk to you simplicit-like. Simple,
or
so that you don't.
The
you
podcast is it? It's not at 11 p.m.
He said it's at 11, and every time I watch
Hang
the
on.
Podcast on YouTube,
if you
night.
Say 100 words that are supposed to be simple, you have now made it complicated. That's
I
like
don't do that.
Okay. Hang on. A lot of times, I go to my kids and I say, "Hey, do you want to go to Walmart? Like, where do you want to go to a restaurant? We can go to Chinese, or we can go to Mexican, right?" And they'll look me dead in the eyes and say, "Yes,"
because she was trying to tell me. We'll come to your house after the podcast.
Yeah.
Then you're taking two vehicles. What's the point?
Yeah, so Malachi says, it's not that deep, brother.
So,
and I'm like,
it's not that deep. Get in one car, drive here, leave from here in the same car.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes Dylan is like driving with us.
Look, we had to wait on her to take a shower. And for some stupid reason, she was like, oh, hey, I'm gonna make some food.
And you didn't bring any? What was it? What'd you make?
Roast beef.
Roast beef?
Brian, no, Addison ain't cooking. What?
You know what? Next time I'm going to send you pictures of me and my crutches and be like, please, Addison, I'm hungry. I'm going to starve to death from not having good nutrition.
And then I'll send a picture back with me just stuffing my face.
Oh, I see how it is. I'm Tiny Tim, I'm going to die. I'll break my own leg. I'll take a sledgehammer, smash my ankle, and be like, if you could please feed me,
you don't
my
have
ankle could
eat.
Yeah, I could do that for you. You don't have to do your own stuff.
He doesn't even have insurance.
I don't.
Don't
even, do y'all even have a sledgehammer?
Yeah.
Somewhere?
Yeah, we got like two.
Somewhere?
Good luck finding them. I have no clue where they're at.
There's a dead blow right there. Dead blow.
Oh, dude, don't do it with a dead blow. Do it with a frozen turkey in the fridge.
Right there.
Freezer. Sorry, it's not the fridge. It would be frozen if it was in the fridge.
You can't break an ankle, only a toe.
But if you hit hard enough, I bet you could break an ankle.
I bet if you hit anything hard enough, you could break an ankle.
Well, I mean, if you're hitting a tree with a sledgehammer, you're probably not going to break an ankle.
How much you want to bet? Your mom could make it happen.
You have. That's why we don't let her. She's always like, I don't like coming to work for you because I get bored. You don't give me nothing to do. It's like, you want to run this chainsaw? She's like, no, I don't. I'm like, good, because I don't want you running that chainsaw.
Mom.
I like your arms. I would prefer to keep them on you.
This is the like vibe I get from mom. She really wants to help, but when she helps, she's just in the way.
Which is fine if you don't want me out in the shop, but don't make me come out here.
She like, she's like, let me help. Like,
I want
like,
you, mom.
Sit out here. You have nothing to do. Just sit here like, and be bored. Don't play on your phone.
Me.
Don't do anything. It's like, just look at me.
It's like, mom, that weighs. Mom, that weighs 200 pounds. That weighs 200 pounds. Move out of the way. Let me and dad pick it up. I'll get it. No, you can't. You can't get it. You literally physically cannot get it. Move.
I'm sorry.
She did a really good job on the wiring harness.
Yeah.
It's less anymore. You used to be a lot worse at it.
And then she swept the floor like a boss.
Or you'll come over there and you're like, don't hurt yourself. And it's like I'm already halfway up there. When I was carrying those in, I just threw them on my shoulder and walked them in the door. Mom's like, let me help you. Don't hurt yourself. And then like one of her or the sisters will grab on it while it's already on my shoulder and pull the back down. It's like, yeah, that helped a lot. Thank you. Oh, I'm really glad you made me unbalanced.
Back the headphone volume down just a little.
Hot dog.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Whoa. Where'd my hot dog paper go?
Is that good?
Yeah, sounds good to me. Then I can crank it back up here, and we won't have distortion from Malachi getting loud today. Yeah. Dylan's even been loud. He said like 50 words.
Hey, where's my hot?
I am Dylan. Yeah.
Hey, mom, can you hear me that blue Sharpie back?
First time he's ever heard that.
Hey, what's that under? Malachi, what's that under?
Superman. I guess somebody.
So, what are you looking for?
Mom, yeah. I need a clear sheet of paper.
He had a hot dog. I don't remember, I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, it just said hot dog.
I just wish I had a son that ate hot dog for the taste, not the shape.
Yee. Dang.
What happened?
He's like, look, Dad. No bite.
That's disgusting, man. Like, I can't believe you do that.
Half here. That is a show they need to bring back.
No.
WKUK, Whitest Kids You Know. You ever seen The Whitest Kids You Know?
That feeling when your dyslexia is kicking in.
What are you trying to do, son?
D-O-G.
I forgot
how to spell dog.
No, I'm trying to make sure the D is the right way because my dyslexia.
It's backwards.
No, he did it right.
Is that how you write a D?
Yes.
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
I'm dyslexic, too.
I'm trying to remember which way the G goes.
If you're dyslexic, you can definitely write in Hebrew. Just saying.
It's a Jew.
Yeah.
Probably could, because it's all backwards.
Please write it backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a dyslexic schizophrenic. I think I'm following somebody everywhere I go.
Diggity dog.
Now we got cheers. It's time for beers here, Mom.
I can't read
that. That is not the Disney song.
Lexi, catch this.
What was that?
You suck.
You caught it. You went.
You suck.
See, that's why you don't work in a nursery. They'd be like, here's the baby. And you'd be like, oops. Look at the mounts.
So did y'all like In-N-Out?
Hey, I dropped him a bunch.
Still not.
Exactly. Not really. I didn't drop him at all. He used to drop himself.
He did. He was very top heavy when he started walking.
Yeah. Had that big old freaking head and that little tiny body. He looked like a gray alien. Drooling everywhere all the time, constantly fucking vomiting for the first 5 years of his life. He did. He walked around like this. Blah, blah, blah.
That was the sweetest thing, though. Your granddaddy would always go to take you from me when you were a baby.
And you'd throw up all over him. It was so adorable.
He'd be like, he'd put his hands out, and then he'd take his hands back, and he'd say, is he going to puke on me? And I'd say, yes. And then he'd put his hands back out and say, okay. And he'd take you anyways.
You're loved, Malachi.
Unlike you.
That's crazy.
Get it? Because your granddad and your dad left. But technically, your dad's
never met the granddad.
Left.
Okay. Could you leave if you were never there?
It's a family tradition, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's like
family tradition.
I feel like I have to do it.
Why?
Family tradition.
You can break the back.
You're too literal.
Yeah. You leave, but you come back. You actually bring the milk back.
It's a canon event.
A canon event? Canonical? Okay. What if...
Oh, that one's mine.
What if in the future you discover time travel?
Addison has a question.
What?
Why does that say always end for Eve?
It's for Ev, and for it's because forever never ends.
Oh.
No, there's absolutely no reasoning other than Adam can't spell. You took that so literal.
I was like, okay.
Okay, so we go to the horse show, right? And for all, if for anybody listening, because there's like two people that listen, if you don't know what a horse show is, a bunch of horses walking around all fancy and prancy. And the organ guy is the coolest guy on the planet. That dude rocks, but other than that.
Yeah, but yeah, he like rocks.
This sign is in the booth that I'm helping work in, and it is there for 4 days before finally, I can't remember, I think it was Jennifer that looked at it and was like, why are we missing it? No, it wasn't Jennifer. It was Adam, the young Adam. He was like, why are we missing the R? And we're like, what are you talking about? And yeah, we still ain't found it.
You got to cut it out.
Now you can see the sign.
Now you can see the sign.
You can see it before.
You need to zoom in on it.
Ev.
You need me to pick it up?
I don't know how to zoom. Slap me all you want.
Well, the Flash does it like this. And he goes really fast. And then that one yellow dude doesn't really like run or pose or anything. It just shows him standing like this and vibrating a lot.
Yeah, happens.
Zoom was, no, that wasn't Zoom. That's Reverse Flash.
Yellow is
they're a bunch of douches.
Flash. No, yellow is Reverse Flash. Or
how can you be Reverse Flash? Yellow Flash. Is he so slow he's fast?
He runs backwards.
He runs backwards.
No, the Reverse Flash is Flash but evil. Reverse Flash.
That's just evil Flash.
I don't know why they call it. They call me.
That's like people like, well, that's reverse racism. No, it's not. It's racism.
Did I write the DC comic books? No,
you should have, obviously. Maybe you could have done better. It would have been Reverse Flash. You'd have just wrote Flash backwards and it'd been a hoss.
Look at the stars.
There are no stars.
Look how they shine for you. Have you seen those memes?
Dude, don't be singing sing Coldplay.
And then it'll like, you'll swipe over and the stars will say you're gay.
Thank you.
I have no sense of humor.
I have a sense and I have humor. They just don't go together.
I can't hear you. I cut you down.
Dude, you suck. What?
What's the time at?
47 minutes.
47 minutes? I've been sitting here listening to you two yak for 47 minutes. I like how you're like pissing in that microphone. you do this motion so much you can't stop.
I'm going to cancel you. Uh-oh. Stop.
I was on my phone. I just heard Dylan gagging. What'd you do? What'd you do? Shove your hand in his mouth?
Oh, he was practicing talking on the microphone correctly. You know where your vocal cords touch the tip directly because you're again. Like I said, you know, maybe one day y'all will eat hot dogs for the taste and not the shape. We'll be all right.
I actually don't like hot dogs. Like, there's not a worse meal than a hot dog.
You talk about hot dogs so much.
But think about it. Think about it. Like, it's just such a, even when someone says we're having hot dogs, it's just such a mediocre meal.
You want to know
it's
what?
It's not mediocre. It's below. It's like,
We're having a hot dog. Like,
it's better than a chicken pot pie.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I hate it when they put pots in my pie. It's freaking disgusting.
I love it when they put pot in my pie. I'm like, pot pie? Yeah! This pie is delicious.
Look at the stars.
That's something I've never understood. Like, I understand gummies.
Yellow.
I understand, like, smoking weed. Right? But I've never understood the people like, we're going to make it into brownies. I don't like food. Unless I'm high. And then I really like food. So why would I want to eat something that I don't
like
really
high
like
unless I'm food.
That's going to give me the effect that's going to make me want to eat something, but I've already ate the something, and now I have nothing to eat.
Most people like food.
High unless I'm food.
Yeah, but why
Most
would you want to eat 5,000 calories?
And your gummies taste like
I really want to eat today.
And they're gross.
You want to eat today? Have you not eaten today?
I haven't eaten.
Man, I got me a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit this morning. Had me an energy drink. Took trash off. Thought, boy, I should buy Malachi one. I thought, nah, he's still sleeping. He don't want no sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
You're right.
I wasn't really hungry then, so it don't really matter.
It's like the time my father come in and was like, I'm leaving. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to the Bob Dylan concert. And I'm like, you got me a ticket? He's like, I didn't figure you wanted to go.
I would have been pissed.
I was. And I was 14. I'm still mad. Then he comes back, right? The next morning, he gets me up at like 4 o'clock in the morning when he gets back. Brings me in the living room, sits down, and proceeds to tell me all the awesome stuff he saw. All his guitars and how he brought out the custom Hummingbird with the sunburst paint and the songs he played. And I'm like, shut up.
Heck yeah.
I wanted to go. He's like, I didn't think you liked Bob Dylan. I'm like, we literally jammed to him in the shop all the time. Like,
once upon a time, you dress so fine. Through the bumps of time in your prime.
You should do that to my wife.
Didn't you?
I am. I'm going. He's in Chattanooga next year. I'm going. I got tickets. He's not going. You want to go with me, Dylan?
Sure.
People call say be way I'll be dog your daddy, around the and I won't leave. They were all kidding you.
Weird.
I didn't say it. Tasia, my mind wasn't in the gutter right then. You're the one that don't like it when I say call me daddy.
Say at the break of moon, shadows even the silver spoon. Weird. I understand.
That's
know,
why I say call me daddy.
No sense
because you
trying.
Call you daddy, papa, not daddy. Because if you call me papa,
you know what's been
weird.
Really weird? Lexi keeps texting me Bubba. And I'm like, what? Who the freak is Bubba?
You're Bubba.
No, she calls me Bubba. It's weird.
She call everybody Bubba? You think all white people look the same?
Well, you know what? You know what? You're probably right.
She's like, you each have your own ugliness, but it's okay. You know, that's what makes people unique. Have you ever seen where they take people's faces and they make them perfectly symmetrical?
Yes.
And then you're like, damn, they ugly. They'll take some of the most beautiful people in the world and they'll show a picture of them and then they take and they scan them and they make it symmetrical where both sides match perfectly and you're like, it's just
like
wrong.
A Minecraft character?
I will say, when I look at a white person, man, woman.
She's white,
I
by
will
the
say,
way.
Be quiet, Dylan. When I look at a white or man, a white woman or man, I see the likeness, but I see a difference. But like when I look at black people, I see they're all the same too. So I'm just like, some are fat, some are skinny. White, you know, that's the only difference.
Way. Okay.
But like they're all the same.
She can say this because she's black, guys. She can say this. Yeah. She can say this. Get on the camera. Get on the camera so you don't get canceled.
Forgot to put that in there.
Yeah. Because if we said this, we would get canceled. Go stand in front of the camera.
Yeah, we gotta prove that we actually got a black person in the studio. Is that what you're trying to say? Good Lord. He just made us have to be racist. That's the idea.
Well, no, it's just like if I was to sit here and be like, all black people look the same, canceled. Yeah. I'm going to jail. I'm getting freaking like, I'm getting shot.
I don't know about jail. That's a little too harsh.
Shot, maybe. Jail? Nah. Oh, my goodness. Well, what gets me is most people refuse to explain or like, describe people, right? Like if I'm trying to describe somebody to you and I'm like
the thick one.
Yeah. The dumpy short one with the blonde hair and people are like, you can't say that. What? She's 200 pounds and 4'11". She's dumpy and short and she's got blonde hair. You knew exactly who I was talking about.
Why don't you just use clothes descriptions? Because that's what they do for Hispanics.
Do you wear the same damn clothes every day?
Yes, I do.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
I wash them,
you
of course.
Wash your clothes. Same clothes every day.
She just stands there naked in front of the washer while she washes her clothes because she ain't got nothing else to put on. God, I hate laundry. It's so embarrassing. Well, quit using the laundry mat, dadgummit. Maybe, you know, you can come sit in our washroom. We'll lock the door for you. You can be private. That is, I have known people that were, like, down on their luck. And go to a laundry man, strip down to his boxers, and just sit there while his clothes go because he only had like 4 pairs of clothes. He was living out of his car, though. So at least he stayed clean. I think he's dead now. I think he killed himself.
For real?
Terrible. Don't do that.
Well, he got deep into witchcraft.
Okay.
Like, he got into the spirit guides and, like, the white witchcraft and all that. And then within, like, 6 months,
What makes witchcraft white?
A lot of people believe that there is good witchcraft and bad witchcraft. There's good witches and there's bad
witches. So why is the white one good witchcraft?
Okay, the good witchcraft is supposed to be... That's because it's called black magic.
He did not actually need a question. He just wanted to say that. Say 6-7 afterwards. But say it.
But hang on. Here's the thing. Most people think because if they only use spells and incantations that are supposed to better people's lives.
And they say it's white.
They say it's white witchcraft. It's white Wicca. It's all the, we're good because we're only doing good. Okay. I understand your logic. But if I'm making a pact with a demon to do it, doesn't matter what I'm doing.
Can I ask you, what do, in your own personal words, like Mr. Andrew's own personal words, what is witchcraft?
This is going to get dirty. No, I'm just kidding. Anytime that you make a covenant, pact, or agreement with any type of demonic force.
So, okay, so then what is the counterfeit? What is the, that's all that, but like, witchcraft is a counterfeit of us being able to communicate with angels and the Lord, correct?
Because
in the Bible, we do have some witches, which it says, like a witch, and then they, you know, and then Jesus in the New Testament is like casting them out, because he's like, you guys are going to do the same thing that I'm doing, even more. So it's like we have witchcraft, which is counterfeit of us communicating with the spiritual realm. So then what is the opposite but good? I feel like that's where they get the whole...
relationship with Jesus?
Yes, exactly.
And the Holy Spirit? Yeah. There's a purple witch? Look up the purple witch. What does that one do? But the key is this. Most people do not understand the spiritual realm because they don't actually believe in it. So there are a whole bunch of people out there like the Wiccan religion and the white Wiccans and stuff like that. And they only do good. They literally think that they're just calling on the powers of the universe and the world just gives them their powers. They're idiots. Like I no other excuse for it. They're idiots. It's the same as people when I run into Christians that you know, like you mentioned something about demonic forces or whatever. They're like, well, I don't believe in demons. It's like, do you believe in angels? And they're like, well, yeah, I believe in angels. They're in the Bible. I'm like, demons are angels, you retards. So like there's a whole lot of people out there that refuse to believe something simply because it scares them. It's fanciful because science has taught us that everything is explainable. Bullcrap. And then there's a whole bunch of people out there that honestly, for a lack of a better terminology, are just idiots. They're just absolute idiots. Like some of my, like I mentioned one of them, I have several buddies that have got deep into witchcraft and killed themselves over the years. All of them go crazy. All of them start out, like one of them, he started with the meditation and like the going to the astral planes and all that. And he had a spirit guide that was guiding him and it was all good. And he was telling him good stuff. Like within 3 months, he's like this all the time and looking over his shoulders because that spirit guide's just a demon. Like to astral project, you make a pact with a demon that allows your spirit to be pulled out of your body and then taken elsewhere. Like a lot of things you cannot do without making an agreement or a pact. Like that's how you get your powers. And they work. Like I've seen people that can do some crazy things. But just because you get power doesn't mean it's good. Thoughts?
Mom was about to say something.
Yeah, but we've got 3 minutes.
All right.
It's okay. Go ahead and say it. I mean, we missed last week. If we record for an hour and 10 minutes, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, because we watched a video about, what was it? About witchcraft in the church and how mm-hmm. it sneaks in.
It was the Deep End with the, I can't remember his name, but I'm pretty sure the podcast named the Deep End.
But like, can you enter into those packs without realizing it?
Yes, absolutely.
See, that's what is scary to me personally.
It's because most people, especially in the Christian world, I'm going to say this, a lot of people will hate it. I don't care. Most Christians are so stupid, naive, and uninformed about the spiritual realm because they don't really believe in it. They don't believe its power is real. They don't really have a grasp of the God they serve. They don't really have a grasp of the world we live in. This right here, all that we see and touch and feel is 1/1,000,000th of the world we live in. What is going on in this room right now, in that yard out there, is way more than what you believe. So most people cannot fathom believing in something they cannot see. That is why we've got it wrong. When it comes to your faith, how you get saved and stuff like that, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. That's it. That's the only thing you need to be saved biblically. That's biblical. Should you get baptized, there's cases for it. There's people that make cases against it. We'll throw all that stuff under, away. Just the simple fact of if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, confess that you're a sinner, you're saved. That's the gist of it. But people still can't comprehend an actual spiritual entity that comes and indwells in you. People can't comprehend actual spiritual warfare. The fact that it's not just in your mind. It's a spirit, it's an actual literal force around you that can hurt you mentally, physically, and emotionally. It can mess with things around you. It can tell the future to a certain extent. And this is all stuff off biblical basis. I'm not even going to go into all the pagan sources and the different, you know, secular worldviews and the stuff I've studied throughout history. This is just biblical. But most of the time, if you talk to a Christian about this, they really have no clue, because that part is glossed over.
Yes.
Right. Like Genesis 6. Genesis 6 literally talks about the same thing that every other culture talks about. Angels breed with me and you get hybrids. All right? You go beyond that. There's giants. Every culture in history has races of giants. Genetic races of giants. Not mutations. Literally passed on because they were designed that way. Not just a fluke of nature that made you really tall or you're, you know, pituitary. Like you can neuter a male, he'll get 8-9 foot tall. If you do it for puberty. That's why we do it to steers and cows. But when it comes to like the biblical aspect of the world and like a lot of Christians out there, a lot of them are so naively stupid because they have no clue what they're really supposed to be doing. They're so busy running around trying to figure out how to be righteous, trying to make sure they do everything perfect, because we've been taught that there's this God's out here just ready to smoke you. He could be if you mess up. Stupid enough. Does that make sense? How many people in the Bible got smoked?
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay, that's a whole town. Why did it get smoked? Two whole towns. They nuts. Were
ignorant, apathetic, and unconcerned.
Lazy, apathetic, and indifferent. But they also, the two guys that go into the town to stay, the angels, have to be protected because they have guys come to rape them.
Yes.
You walk in our city, which means we have the right to hold you down and rape you. That shows you what type of places they were. Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
Who did they lie to?
Holy Spirit.
She thinks I'm named after Ananias and Sapphira.
He is named after Ananias that Paul went to.
Right. Okay. Let's go further back. Was it Elijah or Elisha? They're like, go on up, you bald head. And he's like, nah, and a bear comes out the woods and eat him.
I think Elisha.
Who fell out the window and died for mocking David?
I think you're confusing some stories.
She died. She mocked him for dancing.
She didn't die then. She was childless, and she did die later, but she was barren because of it.
But that's because of she got cursed for mocking David. But why was it cursing for mocking David? A lot of people had mocked David. The guy
fell out of the window and died listening to Paul, but Paul went and revived him.
Yeah, he's like, get up. It's okay, bro, you're good.
Yeah.
But like, there's a lot of instances in the Bible where things happen and crazy stuff happen. A lot of people read it and they just gloss over it. They don't really think about the fact that it was a literal physical manifestation of spiritual power on earth. And that goes both ways. One of the best examples biblically to show that the demonic forces in this world have the same power on this earth, just to a lesser extent, than God himself, is the plagues of Egypt. Moses' staff didn't just turn into a snake and swim around. Everybody's like, oh God, it's a snake, cool. No, Moses' staff turned into a snake and ate the other two staffs of the magicians that also turned into snakes. And there's all types of people that will like posit crazy ideas. They gave the snake a paralytic. So they just 24/7 had a snake paralyzed in a line just in case they needed to turn into. No. All the pagan religions throughout history.
Who's Jafar?
All the
bad guy.
Alternate religions. They worshiped things that actually showed them power. They didn't just make idols and rocks and serve them for no reason. It wasn't God, you know, man needing to believe in something. It was literal manifestations of power by a demonic force that showed them power enough to say, yes, believe in me. Like, they didn't just worship for no reason. 200 guys don't get on a hill and cut themselves while calling out to Baal if they don't actually believe he's going to show up and do something real.
That was Elijah.
Elijah wasn't cutting himself. Elijah was standing there mocking
him. Well, I know, but that one wasn't Elisha.
I love that story, though, because it's like they're all sitting there like, come here, you got to come on, our God's going to serve us. And he's like, he's probably asleep. You should scream louder.
Well, I'm thinking about that story, but you know what I do love is that I really do love, like, and I think it's, and I think that's a counterfeit, too, because I was reading that story, and in that story, Elijah doesn't just pray to God that everybody sees, hey, you guys are all, even King Saul and his whole family was in witchcraft and doing, but then like at the same time even says, God, would you please show them that I am a true prophet? And I was like, wait. First of all, we know that Elijah is not about himself. He's not filled with pride and he's not saying, hey guys, look at me, don't look at everybody else. So I'm like, but why did the people need to know that Elijah is a true prophet? And then I was like, okay, well, first of all, we've got a lot of people claiming to be prophets, which are, I've been trying to go through the fivefold ministry because I'm like, okay, what's the difference between a prophet and apostle? Because they kind of...
You no longer have apostles.
Huh?
You no longer have apostles.
In the Old Testament?
No. Apostles were only the ones that were with Jesus after Jesus had died. Apostolic... being bestowed for that, you cannot have apostles, because apostles most of the time are considered people who actually were at Jesus's ministry or alive during that time. And then after that, you'll get saints, you'll get different pastors and stuff like that. The prophets were specific to the Jewish religion, but also it's being called by God makes you a prophet. But like, what does the Bible say about prophets? How do you find out if they're true or not?
How do you what?
Find out if a prophet's true or not.
Well, prayer and, you know, honestly, we have the Holy Spirit, so we don't really operate like
that. A whole lot faster way than that. Biblically tells you how to find out if a prophet is real or not. Does what they say come true?
True, but then you also have the other side, the counterfeits of witchcraft and, you know, those glass balls and everything and stuff that they say. Some of it does happen, but it's like, okay, then how do you convince? Because, like, people come up and they're like, okay, well, you may have, you know, I'll be, you know, you can go over and be like, hey, I see God is saying this over your life. And, you know, I feel like, you know, this is going to happen. They're like, oh yeah, well, someone already told me that, but they're a witch, you know, witch already, they'll just, you know, say so? It. It's like, how do you, well, I'm saying it's true because I'm a prophet. No one's going to look at you and be like, okay, I believe you instead. So it's like.
Well, I mean, that's along the same lines of how do you know if God's telling you to do something, even if you're being counseled against it? Because I can promise you, Hosea went and said, hey guys, God told me I need to marry that prostitute. Every one of his buddies and confidants said, that ain't God. But that was God. So the biggest instance is, what's the purpose of the Bible? The reason to send Jesus to die for you was what?
To want to take away the sins.
To pay for your sins. But why do your sins need to be paid for?
Because he's always wanted relationship with us. We screwed that up, and there was none of us who was born to be perfect. So
he wants fellowship with you.
And co-heirship, though.
Fellowship. Talking, walking, spending time with him. How do I know what my wife wants?
Well, you've spent time with her.
Spend time with her. I spend time listening to her. But you also, it's something you can pray for. Hey, Lord, I want discernment. Help me figure out what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And a lot of people also mistake prayer for this ritualistic thing you have to do.
Oh, so? Like, I mean, are you talking in the sense of, like, asking for things and not listening, just be like cheating God as a genie, or more of...
No, thinking that prayer is a patterned... What's the word for it? Like, prayer has a template. You got to pray a certain way.
We have to pray every meal and before we go to bed and first thing in the morning. And
right. And I think most of those rituals have actually misplaced what prayer is supposed to be.
But it was like, I think it was the sermon we listened to Sunday where the pastor was talking about not saying amen because, you know, like, you, yeah, of course, if you're praying corporately, like, you want people to be able to know, like, we're moving on. But in your own life, you should always be communing.
How many times biblically did they pray corporately?
I don't know.
Like praying together?
How many examples of prayer in the Bible do you see where they tell you how to do it and how not to do it? One of the main examples is, guy goes up there and he's like, look how awesome I am. I'm giving all this money. I'm praying. He's in the temple praying.
I'm not like that Pharisee back there.
And you got a guy back in the corner going, I suck. Ain't nobody. This is all I got. He's not talking to the crowd. Even says, if you're mourning, like think about it, a lot of the rituals and stuff that we do in our churches today are not from the Bible and are not from the culture of Christianity. They are from previous cultures. Praying in the public streets, going to the synagogues, mourning. Like he tells them not, as a Christian, how did you set yourself apart during times of mourning? You didn't put yourself in sackcloth and ashes. You didn't go out there and wail. You didn't hire the mourners. You didn't go do all the crazy stuff. You relied on your God to get you through it. And the people that, you know, you didn't show your sorrow and sadness just to show it and have people come to you and tell you, oh, it's okay. No. A whole lot of what we do now is backwards because a whole lot of it has become a focus of who's telling you how to do it. How much of what you do in your walk with Christ has it God told you to do versus how much it is people telling you this is what you need to do to get better? How many discipleship programs have you been through? How many of them did you spend every day with someone for 3 years? Jesus said, go and make disciples of all the nations as I have you, right? Okay. How did Jesus make disciples? But where were they? When? The whole daggum time. They didn't see how Jesus lived and learn how to live his lifestyle and follow him by seeing him once or twice a week. They didn't see him just when he was prepared, when he had his Sunday suit on and was ready to disciple you. They didn't see him when you met at that certain time for that hour. They were with him when he laid down. They were with him when he got up. They didn't watch him. He didn't disciple them by saying, this is how you do things. He discipled them by saying, this, watch me. This is how you do things. You follow my example. Discipleship now is what? A couple hours a week.
Wait. Okay. But then he also says, now you guys, because then he says, hey, I'm going to the Father, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit down. So it's like, now are we as disciples, we make other disciples, but it's like, we're supposed to demonstrate and do exactly what Jesus did, because he said, I'm giving you everything, and you're going to do more
than
I.
What did Paul do?
He demonstrated.
How many people were with him? When he went on his mission trips, and he took Barnabas. Where did Barnabas go? Did Barnabas like, hey man, I'm going to take his other caravan? No, Barnabas was with him the whole daggum time. The first apostles, and then they went with other people.
So why don't we do that now? Because you're right, we have so many.
Because the world has gotten to the point to where, especially in American culture, we are so individually focused that the corporate role no longer pays attention. Everybody in America is worried about, like, I'm worried about being successful. Malachi wants to be successful and rich. Dylan wants to be successful. You guys want to be successful in life. The problem is,
I'm the only one that wants to be rich.
You're starting it out, but you're starting it out already on the wrong track. If you get a job, start saving, and want to make wealth, right? You are working with you. That's it. So you got responsibility for your car payments or, you know, insurance, lights, water, rent, all this stuff, right? Now, imagine if all of us together took our money and resources and we said, okay, everybody's going to take 50% and put it in the corporate investment account. Say we all make $600 on average. You alone is putting $300 a week in the corporate investment account. Okay, but if all of us are doing it, that's $1,800 a week going into our investments, right? Key with investments is, key with building wealth is, there's a threshold level that you need to hit. The first threshold you need to hit is $100,000 invested. The first 100,000 is the hardest daggum money to get in the bank. You get that 100,000, all of a sudden it has actually got enough pull to start earning big time for you without you having to do nothing. Doing that on your own sucks. What did families used to do? Study all the richest families in the world. All the kings and monarchs throughout history. Study every successful family that has been generationally wealthy. It's because the focus is not, it is not, is this going to benefit me? Is this going to benefit the family? Christianity, and this is worldwide, not just in America, the doctrine and the theology that we are being taught and that has creeped into society is it going to benefit you? Well, what's your purpose? You walk with Christ. It's to share Christ. So your focus should be, is it going to benefit the body of Christ, the believers in Christ? And that's not the church. That's not that building. That's not a congregation. That is anybody that is a believer. What are you doing? Is it going to benefit a believer? Is it going to build the kingdom up or is it tearing it down? But most people are sitting around going, oh, how do I get better? Do I need a better relationship with God? You want a better relationship with God? Read his word, pray to him, have a relationship with him, and love people. Does it mean you gloss over things? A lot of people are like, you can't love me and tell me I'm wrong. Yes, I can. I told you you're wrong because I do love you. You can tell someone, you know what? You're
That's
doing.
That's one thing that frustrates me so bad, because it's so easy not to discipline as a parent. Like, it's the lazy way. It's so easy not to discipline. It's so easy not to tell people when they're wrong. You just go on about your life. You mind your own business. But when you step out and you say, hey, I love you enough to say this is wrong. I love you enough to, if you're my child and you've acted a fool, to either tell you or to give you a whipping or to spank you, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. And it's harder, it's better in the long run, but it takes effort. And so, like, when you go to someone in love and then they get all angry, it's like, oh, my life would have been so much easier if I just didn't care.
It always drove me nuts, like, when you go to someone and they just flip the crap out. Because it's like, okay, whatever. Like, the people that have come to me, every one of them has always been so surprised. They're like, you didn't get mad. Why would I? You're telling me you see things that I need to change, okay? You got a list of things that I need to change. You got a list of your biblical references. I'm going to take this. I'm going to go study it for myself and pray about it. And if God tells me I need to change something, I'll change something. Why would I get mad?
I love that about you. I am not that.
I know.
Unprideful.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem.
I mean, I get it. Like, most people don't struggle there.
Most people don't realize is your pride doesn't have to get pricked at all. Just because someone told you something is wrong doesn't mean it necessarily is. You need to go evaluate it for yourself.
That's fair.
I've known a lot of people give people some terrible advice because something was wrong in their life and it was going to destroy them, and it actually destroyed them following the advice. And a lot of it, what I'm talking about, is people that are Christians. They're like, this will make your walk better. Because what happens is someone will go up to someone else and say, I see you're doing this. God told me I couldn't do that. But it has no biblical reference for that being a universal exclusion. And then that person will say, well, I got to quit this because, you know, God told him he had to quit it. Now I got to quit it. And God really isn't calling you to quit that. So you're putting a burden on yourself that is undue. Everybody's like, you get saved and life's going, it's going to be terrible. No, it's not. God said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He didn't say nothing about it going to be just absolute hell. Are times hard? Yes, it's because we live in a sin-stained crap hole. It has nothing to do, a lot of times, and this is something that most people need to hear. The devil has probably never even seen you.
What do you mean by that?
As in, like, people say, well, the devil made me do it, or the devil's always out to get. Yeah, he prances around like a roaring lion. But when the churches and the sermons and the stuff, and they talk about the devil, they are giving him attributes that he does not have. He is not omniscient and omnipresent like God. He is not all-knowing. He is not everywhere at once. He is an entity that can only be in one place at one time. He's an angel. Biblically, the angels can be deterred. They cannot be everywhere at once. So there's a lot of people that make the mistake of putting God's attributes on Satan and thinking like, oh, he's going to see everything. He doesn't even know your daggum name. I'm sorry. We're just not that important. Lesser demons can mess with us? Yes. Other spiritual, there's a whole created spiritual order outside of angels and demons. That's where you get your fae folk and a lot of your, what's the word for it? Cryptozoology and a lot of that stuff and a lot of the lore. A lot of that comes from different entities created by the angels through the bastardization, the Genesis 6. You can go further. There's a whole lot of study to do behind it. But, like, people are just naive because, just like not whipping your children or disciplining them, you don't have to whip them every time, but disciplining them, it is so much easier to just say, hey, tell me what to believe. You went to college. You have a degree. You've been ordained. Tell me what to believe. That takes all the responsibility off of you. That makes it where if you mess up, it's not on you. They told me wrong. Okay. Anything else? What's her name, Dylan?
Your mom.
I'm telling you. I keep taking the shovels away from him, and he always finds a new one.
All right, and with that, like, subscribe, comment, share. Don't do any of that. Don't care.
And happy 2026.